Good afternoon, good evening, maybe it's the middle of the night, wherever you are. I'm Fit Fernandez with MediCloud Academy, and we are broadcasting from beautiful, sunny Human Unity of Oroville. And I am so thrilled that today I have two wonderful young guests on the show. I have 8-year-old Rayaj and 10-year-old Anaya. Welcome, welcome. So tell me, Anaya, you have come back from Tanzania, which is in Africa.
Yes, I just came from there and with my brother.
And what did you do there?
Oh, we went to Serengeti in Africa. We're studying in French school. If you haven't known, we were studying in the French school of Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, in Africa.
And what were you studying?
We were studying French.
Okay, of course, that was a silly question for me to ask if you were studying French. But one of the things that we talked about before is you talked about the animals going to Serengeti and going to water holes and things like that.
Well, actually, our room in the lodge we were staying at actually overlooked the water hole.
So what can you tell me about the elephants? And you were telling me they had feelings and...
Yeah, of course, all animals, all living beings have feelings, even the trees you are near.
Trees have feelings? Tell me more about that.
Well, yeah, trees are extravagant feelings, and animals too. Every living being has, again, and the toad. So, animals feel happy, animals feel sad, animals feel scared, animals feel mad. Even trees feel that. You think when you cut down trees, you actually are hurting the tree, killing it. Anyway. And when you're pinning things with nails on a tree, you also are hurting the tree. And the tree is hurt and scared and sad.
Of course, the tree is really hurt and scared. So what are some of the things that you could do to support the feelings of animals and trees and nature?
We can actually play and also don't hurt them and make tree cutting lesser.
You could stop chopping down trees.
Yeah.
And what else do you think that you could do with the animals? Because they have feelings, like we said, right?
I'm an animal. I can tell you.
Okay, you've got a fox there in your hand. Tell me, Mr. Fox, what could you do?
We could just, we can stop people from doing it. If they do it one more time, whoever does it goes to jail.
What, okay, so you're suggesting that whatever someone, a person does, if it's wrong, they could go to jail. What,
yeah, can we do that? Can we do?
Well, what could they do that would send them into jail?
If they're like poaching?
Poaching. Could you tell us what poaching means?
Poaching means like hunting down animals for like, hunting down elephants for their tusk and things like that and killing them.
For their skin.
Could you say that again? Killing them for their...
For their fur and skin.
Their fur and their skin. And this happens a lot, yes?
Yeah.
And what can you do as a kid? Because, you know, people say, hey, you're just a kid. You can't do anything. But of course you can do something. What could you do and what can you tell all the kids that are listening? What can they do?
They could save it by planting trees in soil, planting fruits, planting things, and soon by soon birds will come, and slowly by slowly animals will come close for shelter in the tree.
Beautiful. So one of the things that we're talking about is by planting trees, you're not just putting a seed in the ground, you're planting something that helps all of the animals in terms of shelter, in terms of food, in terms of many things, yeah?
Yeah, it even helps our, well, fruit trees actually even help our, us humans.
How do they help us humans, other than, of course, eating the fruit?
Well, they actually give shade and oxygen.
Now, is it just fruit trees that give shade and oxygen? Or
every tree.
Every tree.
Mm-hmm. And fruit trees like mango are also home to snakes, monkeys, and many other animals.
They are home.
Yes. Snakes live in mango trees.
Now, what if a snake came after you? What would you do?
We would just stay there. Just stay still, then it won't chase you. Because only if you harm the snake, then only it will come after you and bite you.
So
they're friendly.
Ah, so snakes are friendly. And I think all animals are friendly, is that true?
Yeah, all animals are friendly if you don't harm them. If you make friends with them, if you...
You can't make friends with animals.
You can.
Sometimes you can.
You can. You can.
Well, you know, on that note, I wonder, how can we make friends with animals? I know that whenever I end the show, what we do is we send out laughter. And we usually just laugh with the intention of healing the whole world. Mm-hmm. So would you love to join me in laughing, where we send out laughter to everyone, every animal, every tree in the entire world, so the whole world heals? Emotionally, mentally, and physically?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Shall we do that? Okay, yes. On the count of three, let's do it. 1, 2, 3.
This is Oroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.